Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a future in politics, this kid, I'll tell you. Won't throw anyone under the bus. Really, he won't do it.
He threw somebody under the bus.
Who?
You didn't find anything concerning, curious, or alarming about that answer?
No.
In a week where a quarterback was benched? What team benched their quarterback last week?
Who benched their quarterback last week? Oh, the Colts.
Mm. Why did they bench him?
Because he said he needed to...
He was too tired
to play. Tired to keep playing, yeah. I don't think he was saying he was too tired to keep playing. He would have gone for two.
He didn't touch the third rail, but he got close to it.
Okay, but that's not him throwing himself under the ball. I don't think he was doing that.
If he's too tired, if I want to go for two and he's too tired, he's catching his breath and he's drained, then I am alarmed.
Okay. I don't think that they said, hey, Drake, do you want to go for two? And he said no.
This really is the bitching hour if I'm now ripping Drake May.
You are, yeah.
I said he became the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise.
I understood what he was saying. I was just trying to catch my breath. He didn't say, I didn't want to go for two. He said, I think we made the right call because that was the coach, and he's not going to second-guess the coach. That's what that was. And I think he was trying to be self-deprecating about it, too.
If
Gerard Mayo said to Drake May, hey, we're going for two, Drake May was going to say, I don't know, I'm too tired?
I'm just saying he was tiptoeing toward a direction I didn't care for. And I also don't want him to be too tired that he can't think about, oh, I want to finish this game. Like, he should know the situation, the score, the opportunity. Like, the competitor in him, I think, would want to go for two.
Right.
He was so tired he couldn't remember that he wanted to go for two?
I think he did want to go for two. And I think maybe Mayo even wanted to go for two. And I think that the analytics department said, no, we're going for one here, and we'll get it in overtime. And I think that's what happened. I think this is the way the decisions get made on this team. I don't think that there's a whole lot of Drake May in particular. We asked him a couple weeks ago, do you change plays at the line? He's like, no, not really. You know, like, I do what AVP tells me to do. I go out there and I run the play that they asked me to do. And for most rookie quarterbacks, that's what you see, especially early on in, like, their first three or four starts. They're running what's called. I don't think that he had any sort of say over them going for two there, and I question how much say Mayo had.
I don't think Drake May has any say at all. I'm just saying the reasoning he kind of articulated, I won't say it, was concerning.
I thought that was to throw it off of the coaches, right?
Maybe.
I think that was the point there, because anything else he says is sort of second-guessing the coach.
He also knows that was brought up. That was asked of Gerard Mayo, and Gerard Mayo said, great question, I don't want to get into that right now or whatever.
Yeah.
Very strange answer.
Yeah.
We didn't really have a chance to get into that ourselves, but that was a very strange answer. To say something's – that leads me to believe there was some weird discussion. I don't know who made the decision. Now, he was on his high horse this morning on the Greg Hill Show when he said – We have those discussions in, what did he say, quiet times?
Right.
Which is like meaning not on game day, right? Like just some random meeting with coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I buy all of that.
Was it Van Pelt who said that we're like 10 steps ahead all the time? We always try and be so far ahead, really? You guys?
Do they look 10 steps ahead?
They don't look like they've been 10 steps ahead of anything all year.
Sometimes 10 steps ahead for this offense would be 1, 2, 3, punt. 1, 2, 3, punt. Like, how many punts can we get in 10 steps ahead?
How many steps are we going to have?
How many 1.6-yard runs can we be ahead of the curve?
Very fair. Speaking of very fair, one of the biggest skeptics of Drake May.
The biggest skeptic.
Yeah, the biggest skeptic.
Said he shouldn't play for 2 years in the National Football League.
The biggest Drake May truther of them all.
Hater.
Dan Orlovsky,
hater,
has finally come around. It only took him, 6 weeks.
Welcome, Dan, to the land of
reason. Finally, after saying that May should sit for two, not one, but 2 years of his rookie contract before he actually set foot on a field as a starter for the Patriots, has now finally come around and has given Drake May his props on ESPN today. Listen to this.
Young man's a stud. When he was coming out of school, you saw talent and – you just like go to the right place. He had to work on some stuff. He well, obviously has worked on that stuff, but you just can't coach this. This is Big Ben. This is Justin Herbert plus. That is uncoachable traits. Patriots, you got a guy. Like, here's the thing. You got a guy. All you got to do is not mess it up. If you put some decent talent around this guy, you're going to be right back where you were in that those playoff Super Bowl conversations. This young man looks absolutely tremendous. I was so cautious of playing him in meaningful games, and I don't think these are necessarily meaningful because the Patriots aren't a good football team, but playing him so early, stay healthy. Please God, because he's tremendous. I think he is. He's got so much Big Ben in his game. Fantastic.
I didn't hear a I was wrong.
He wouldn't go there.
I didn't hear a, oh, my God, I couldn't have possibly been more wrong about this guy, which I was expecting there, Dan. You know, we're all talking about accountability, and finally, yeah, this guy's really good.
Fraud.
Yeah, he is good. We know. We thought he was. Well,
we told you.
May not have thought. I wanted him to play. I wasn't sure how good he was going to be. He's better than I thought he was going to be. But I wanted him to play. I wanted him out there. If you're spending a third overall pick on the kid, you got to play him no matter what I think about him. And I'm glad that they did play him now, and I'm glad to be wrong. I think all that's fine. And I'm man enough to say I was wrong, Dan. Maybe you should try that, because you were wronger than me. And that I think, is the thing that when you hear the chorus of voices who all sort of go along sometimes with what the team does, no matter what the team does, we'll defend it and we'll make it seem like it was the right thing. And with Orlovsky, he's so protective of all the quarterbacks in the league, really. I mean, he won't let anybody say a bad thing about any of them, even Mac Jones. He was talking about Mac Jones like he was really an elite quarterback in a bad situation, which is why I thought it was funny that he said, you know, I hope this guy goes to the right place. You think Drake May's in the right place? Like, if you're Drake May's brother or something, are you happy he's on the New England Patriots right now?
That's a great question.
How could you be?
Because theoretically, it's a stable organization with great ownership and great this and great.
I said theoretically, but realistically, it's not that.
It has not been for years. Yeah. It has been absolutely a soap opera and a poop show for a few years. The end of Bill Belichick and the beginning of Gerard Mayo. It's a fair question to ask. Now, I also think Carolina is a crap show,
yep,
and Chicago's been kind of a crap show, and Washington was the crappiest of crap shows.
It was.
So, you know, when you kind of relative to the competition, the world you're in, do I wish he was with, oh, I don't know, he landed on his feet in San Francisco with, like, great talent around him and great coaching and all this? Sure, that would be ideal, but that's not the reality. So,
right.
No, I think I'm fine with it just because I believe in him. And if he's good, everything else will be good. The one thing I didn't like about that clip, so there's one, Justin Herbert plus.
Right.
So he's better than Justin Herbert? I like that. The Ben Roethlisberger thing. I loved Ben Roethlisberger more than any coming into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with him. This is way back in the time machine for Andy when they used to have those, what was it, the Mac back then when he was at Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd watch these games and he was in the gun all the time. He's slinging it. I fell in love with him. I think he kind of underachieved as an NFL quarterback. I think he was kind of a dink. I think he made a sneaky a lot of mistakes in big games.
Yeah.
And
I'd agree. I mean, he does have two rings. He had those off-the-field stuff, which was obviously very
bad.
Yeah,
put that to the side.
Sure, but as just
I'm just talking on the field.
Yeah.
I think he underachieved. I think he should have been better than he was. He made too many mistakes. I think there were times where he carried his team to win. I think there were times where he cost his team games.
I'd agree with that.
And this is going to sound, I guess, greedy, because Ben Roethlisberger is a two-time Super Bowl winner.
In the Brady-Manning era, I mean, that's not a small thing.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
I want Drake May to be better than that. I think Drake May can be better than that. I think Drake May has better all-around ability and better already, I'm going to say it, leadership skills. I think there was some questionable leadership with Roethlisberger. Now, he had a lot to deal with.
He did.
There was a lot he had to deal with. The Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, like there were different eras there that I think were challenging. Strong personalities on defense.
And he won with those guys too, by the way. But
like,
yeah, right.
Well,
yeah,
he benefited from their talents, but he may have struggled with their personalities.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Personality, yeah. But I want Drake May to be better than Ben Roethlisberger, and I think he's going to be a better leader than Ben Roethlisberger.
617-779-7937 is your phone number here. David is in the car. Go ahead, David.
Good evening, guys. Thank you. So you guys have been talking about so much that my thoughts are like all over the place of what to say now. But here's one thing I will say. Andy, I agree with something you just commented about Drake May being in the wrong team. He is in the wrong team. And the reason I say that is because New England will not get what he needs, which that was another question you guys were asking. Will New England get the weapons that he needs? No, they won't. This organization is so messed up right now with coaching and everything else. They're nowhere near where they need to be to get this kid to get to play at the level that he's capable of doing. And that's a shame. That's an extreme shame.
Yeah, David, I agree with you. I think it's a crying shame, and that was what I opened the show with today. And I've opened other shows with it before, usually right here in the same room. After Drake May comes out and plays well or shows you something and shows that he's special and shows that he has all this Herbert plus and Roethlisberger and, you know, Josh Allen, all these other people he's been compared to, he does all that. The team loses, and it's clear why they're losing, and it's clear why they're not really going anywhere this year, and I don't think it needed to be that way. I understand you're trying to build a team, and you need some more draft picks and all that stuff. Fine, yeah, okay, I get that. And for those reasons, maybe it's better to lose games this year. But you didn't have to. You didn't have to be a loser team this year. That wasn't mandatory. That's not something that has to happen. And the Washington Commanders aren't. The Bears aren't. The Broncos aren't. No other team with a rookie quarterback is in the same position that you are right now. There's a lot of bad teams. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL with two wins. I think all the teams with rookie quarterbacks still have winning records.
Do you think that the Gerard Mayo comment that kind of ticked you off about those other teams are in a different
cycle? Do
you think that was refreshingly honest or admirably honest, or was it problematic? Do you think that was sort of,
well,
dismissive of opportunities or dismissive of you could have been better, you're choosing? Like,
I think it was a shot at Wolf, honestly. I mean, maybe not like a direct one, but in the sense of, yeah, you know, we're not going to be like those teams. Those teams are in a different cycle, and that's sort of the message I've been told, and that's not my department, so I'm just going to let those guys do it. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, I don't think he's happy about being the head coach of a team that management in the front office has deemed unworthy or whatever because of the cycle that they're in of going out and trading for big-ticket wide receivers. And if you have a rookie quarterback, I can see why. But that's sort of how that came off to me. I don't know.
I think he's complicit. I think he believes it. I think they all believe it. And in 2 years, I'll tell you whether they were right or wrong.
Yeah,
basically. Like, if they – now, I'm already alarmed because I think they've screwed some of the pooches of this offseason. Mm-hmm. And I don't love how this offseason played out, even with their plan, like their style. And that makes me doubt, well, are you going to successfully navigate this offseason? When I think it's really important. You need to hit on that first-round pick. You need to spend your money wisely, not just crazily. Like, it can't be just burn cash. It needs to be the right guys, the right mosaic of the roster.
They need to hit on more than just the first-round pick this year, too.
No, but you absolutely need to hit the
first-round
pick.
All they hit on this one, yeah.
And that's where I'm alarmed. It's not so much the philosophy that alarms me. If you wanted to look at this as a 2-year rebuild, mm-hmm. and there was really no way to do it faster, and if you tried to do it faster, you were actually going to regret it later kind of mentality, you can sell me on that plan. My problem is, I don't know how good a job you did with that plan in year one. Are you really trying to trade Kyle Duggar? Because that was a big part of the plan. You spent, what'd they give him, $50 million, something like that?
Yeah.
It was just under what they gave on Wenu.
Right.
They gave on Wenu 55, and him, I think, close to 50. You spent $100 million on those two players. You know how those two players look? Not great.
Nope. 4 years, $58
million. Oh, so more than
Wenu. Yeah, 14.5 per year.
Okay, so you spent over $100 million on those two guys. One guy, you haven't locked him in at any position, and I don't think he's been anywhere as near as good as is his reputation. And the other guy, you may or may not be at least entertaining trade offers. That's not a good start. And then you add in the others, all the other swings and misses. Oh, Nick Leverett will be a part of this team. Will he?
Nope.
Gone. Chukwuma Okorafor, will he?
Goodbye.
Nope. Gone. You benched him in week one. You benched him. So the big picture plan that everybody's critical of, I get why people are critical. But I'm allowing them to say, okay, you had the right plan. I think you screwed up your own plan. And that's the really alarming part.
Yeah, I think that's very alarming. I think that's not necessarily something that gets fixed one offseason, too.
I started positive.
You started off ripping Drake May.
You got the damn quarterback. You got the freaking he's a combination of Justin Herbert plus and Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, according to someone who's overcompensating for this bad take earlier in the year.
Yeah, this is very PFF of me. I ignore PFF when I don't like their numbers, right. But then if they agree with me, what the hell just happened to our screen?
I don't know. Patriots Unfiltered now.
We're talking about
you
a mutiny.
You still have that too? Yeah, right.
We're talking about a mutiny. There's a mutiny in that locker room. Yeah. And these reporters, they can't cover this team. They don't know how to be reporters.
Beep. It's like one of those little technical difficulty signs comes up. Paul is in Providence. Paul, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Paul.
I think one of the expectations going into the season this year was, did we hit on Drake May? Is he our guy? And I think if you're the Patriots and you feel, though, he is your guy, the first thing you do, the number one priority, is you protect this kid, or else you're not going to have him for the long term. So you go out there, you get the line you need, whether it's through the draft, which I don't think is the best thing to do, but you get some veterans around this guy. He definitely deserves a playmaker. He definitely deserves some weapons. But if you can't keep this guy upright and he can't get the ball to these playmakers, then you're going to have a very short career for Drake May.
Yeah, Paul, you're right about that, and I don't think that you needed to see him before you did all that stuff. You didn't need to see him and know if he could play before you got him a good offensive line or a playmaking wide receiver. That should have been here before he got here. That should have been part of the process. Maybe not all of it, because you were going to draft some of it too, but in this particular case, if you're taking him third overall, you're not picking again until early second round. So you want to go tackle there? Fine. They went wide receiver there. It looks like they whiffed. They didn't really do much in free agency. It doesn't really seem like there's anything else in this draft that you can hang your hat on, really. I mean, you know, Jaheim Bell, I saw him playing a bunch of snaps. He didn't do much. He had one catch, I think. And, you know, good for him. But that's really sort of the point here, is that they should do all those things. But they should have done it to start off. That should have been the case right away. When you have that much cap space and you're picking that high, it shouldn't have been the struggle here to find anybody that can fit into any part of the offense, and that's what they did. They don't have anyone who fits in anywhere, right? Like, Polk and Baker don't fit in anywhere in the wide receiver
group. No.
Layden Robinson got benched. They moved him over and put Onwenu back in at guard. Yep. Like, this whole thing just seems like it was a real... After May, a catastrophe of a draft is what it's starting to look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know why we've gotten here today specifically. We've somehow, the bitching hour has won today. The bitching hour, like losing, is undefeated.
It's
even
true.
On a day when we watch Drake May, in my opinion, have his best day as a Patriot, on the field, off the field, running the ball, throwing the ball. I'll take away the part that he was tired and didn't know if he could go for a two-point conversion. We'll eliminate that
from
the discussion.
Three turnovers, maybe. You want to eliminate those.
Yeah, those turnovers happen.
Yeah, sure.
It's part of the NFL. It's part of young quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I have heard of Peyton.
28 interceptions.
You ever heard of Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got two interceptions.
We'll
and
see.
He's played 9 games.
We'll see.
Okay.
It's early. You know whose numbers he's matching?
No.
Oh. RG3.
Really?
And how did RG3 turn out?
Well, he hurt himself, but if he hadn't,
stop reading
pretty
a
good.
Book in the first chapter?
No.
I have at times.
I don't think so. Maybe I have because I got bored. That could have happened.
I've started a lot of books.
But no one was bored by RG3. RG3 was awesome.
No, but the reality is you're going to read the whole book to find out how the story turns out.
True.
Can't just judge it on the first chapter.
No, you can't. 617-779-7937. We'll come back with odds and ends right after this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.